Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM, and it is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with CAO Treasurer Marty O'Neill. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Dan.
So we have a number of different items we want to touch upon, one of which is the transformational plan that was recently presented to Council. Could you explain what is this transformational plan?
Well, thank you, Dan. Last January, we applied to the provincial government for funding to complete a review of the municipal operations to find where we might reduce some costs or have to increase costs, but basically to identify ways to do things in the municipality better. And this report was done by a third party, Wayfinders Municipal Government, and they started the process last January and presented the plan to council in August. In the plan, there were a number of interviews with community representatives included. We did an online community survey where over 200 people provided input, and of course with discussions and council and staff, the report included over 80 recommendations that the consultants made regarding some things the municipality could do differently.
Is this something that people could review for themselves, what those recommendations were?
Absolutely. We put a copy of the report online at our wawa.cc website, and if someone searches under reports, this report is there, but also, Dan, anyone can certainly call the municipality. We'd be happy to email a copy or provide a print copy.
And like other plans, this is not a definitive exactly how the municipality is going to do things. It's more of recommendations and options then.
Absolutely. And so council's undertaking its due diligence right now and reviewing all the recommendations. It hasn't completely got through all the recommendations to determine what would be the highest priorities for this term of council to implement. This term of council has approximately 1 year left of their mandate until the new municipal election. So it's going through all the recommendations to see what it feels are the highest priority recommendations. Some of the recommendations, council has not indicated that it's in favor of. So it'll be a process, and staff will have this as an agenda item as we move forward to report on the actions that we're recommending and updates on that. So absolutely, to your point, Dan, not all recommendations will be considered by council, and maybe some of them will be deferred until the next term of council.
Fair enough. And this kind of ties in then with the strategic planning process that is underway.
Absolutely. And so from this document, with the same consulting group and with the financial grant from the province of Ontario, we also are embarking on a new strategic plan. The municipality had a strategic plan that covered the period 2015 to 2018, and so this is an update of the previous plan, and it's really timely because it's setting out the priorities, goals, objectives, and visions of this term of council for the next 4 years, but it'll really identify what priorities are for 2022 and give a new council that's coming in a roadmap so it has something in place to develop its own vision and mission.
We'll touch back upon that new council aspect in a moment, but that kind of pre-planning or longer-term planning is also a major part of the budget process.
That's right, Dan. Over the last couple of years, the municipal staff have certainly identified that it has to prepare for the long term. And to do that, we're incorporating in our 22 budget, as we did in the last couple of years, a longer term budget. So the budget that we're preparing right now for 2022 will provide estimated budget requirements for 4 years. So we're starting on that four-year horizon for both capital planning and operating planning. So we will have an idea of what challenges and opportunities we face over the next 4 years when it comes to budgeting. On top of that, we have hired a outside firm, Watson & Associates, who are doing a 10-year financial plan for us. So we are undertaking a number of activities, including updating our asset management plan and financial policies to make sure that we prepare a longer-term plan so we can prepare for our future.
And again, you did reference that next year is an election year.
That's right, Dan. In next summer, we start to take applications for anyone who's interested in running for a position of municipal councillor or mayor. There's 4 councillor positions and 1 mayor position, and next year is an election year, and we'll get through that election process, and a new council will be voted in on November 15th. So stay tuned. There'll be lots of information coming forth from the municipality in the new year about the election election and how people can go about the process to be nominated. But I think the important message here is there will be opportunity for anyone in the community who's interested to learn more. So stay tuned.
Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. And we appreciate Jam FM providing the Town Talk series for us to share our news.
Once again, that is Morty O'Neill, CAO Treasurer of the Municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.